Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
We hope you're all doing well today. We want to bring you our audio edification. We didn't do it the last few days. We had a few things going on. We added some parenting audios. We've been talking about that a lot. But what did we do today, Sister Amen? Did we travel to a new town?
We did. What beautiful day to travel.
Yeah, we had some really good weather. It's getting nicer as we're headed south. That's why we head south.
Because more people outside, and there are a lot of people here.
Excuse me. A lot of people down here, and a lot of events coming up. So we traveled, not far, but we had good, safe travel. And we stopped in a little park area. They had a little fountain. It was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lunch together.
Yep.
It's always a joy to travel with true saints.
Amen.
So we get to sit in fellowship and talk a little bit. And again, we like being outside because it's just, you get a chance to be out in the world and meet so many more people. Do you like that, Sister Emma?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah, we don't come down here sightseeing. We just come out so
right. We
can be around people more and have a little bit more freedom outside. Up north, everybody's locked up in houses and stores, and there's just no way to witness as much. Down here, you just walk down the street and there's people everywhere.
Oh, I know. You just walk from your vehicle into the store through the parking lot.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody you can take a cart from and give them a gospel card or something.
So we're going to be in this town for a couple days. Brothers Ellis and I have some van projects to do on each of our vans. So we're going to find a place to do that. And like I said, we were focused on, the last 2 days, we're focused on some topics of biblical parenting. Check out the teaching I did on it, and then we're going to link Brother Zelos's audio on it,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to have more teaching on it because he's the one raising the small children.
Yeah, so on our children's page, we had a children's page on there that we did some teachings on, answered some questions that were given to us. Never really put a whole lot of focus in that area because there's so many other things going on, but it's perfect now that we have people who are raising children right with
us,
and we can learn together and see.
Yeah.
And help. And so what I did was I put a button on there that will send you right into Brother Zello's Sister Cara's page on children. And as they add there, people are going to get some firsthand help and knowledge in homeschooling and child rearing and training and life experiences and whatever it is that he decides and she decides to put on there for teaching for children. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good topic to do. Nobody is teaching biblically on this topic. Biblical parenting versus all the fleshly parenting. So
it's
pretty deep. It's pretty hard for people to bear
because
it takes a lot of flesh killing. But go listen to that. You'll be edified by that. It'll be good stuff.
Actually, there's going to be, so if you look for it, there's going to be a two-part teaching.
Yep.
And then there's going to be the discussion that Brother Two Posts and I talked about it. And I shared some thoughts from a woman's standpoint after Brother Two Posts did the teaching. And then we'll get Brother Zelos.
Yep, Brother Zelos and Sister Card talked about it from
a parenting
standpoint. So, yeah, we're going to do that. So,
mm-hmm.
he'll be adding a lot of teachings on that.
Yep.
And also, speaking of Brother Kuo, our young brother back in Missouri, has been working hard and also on studies and such. So, we just added some, we will be adding some more to his. We call it our fellow laborers page. So
mm-hmm.
check that out. He just did a really good one on conforming to Christ. So check that out. He's also doing scripture reading for us.
Yep. And I think it's called the audio Bible reading.
Yep. Audio Bible reading. He's doing through the Gospels. And he's also, I think he's in the book of Acts as well. So we got a lot of good stuff going on. We're going to be gathering later today. And I'm going to be adding another Revelation verse by verse study. And then I think I'll have a teaching done. I hope it's done by then on signs you may not be born again.
Yeah, that'd be a good one to have.
Signs you may not be born again. We are getting this teaching from all the experiences we have with people that claim they're born again. And it turns out they're just not.
Yeah, a lot of people can do much in the
faking.
Flesh.
Faking in the flesh. That'd be another topic. But anyway.
There you go.
What's on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Just a quick thought.
I have some thoughts that maybe you can help me on, but what do you have?
Brother was saying, as you were, I think you and him were talking about one of his teachings, and he said something about people giving too much credit to the devil, and you two were talking about that.
Yeah, that's like everybody saying that Christians can be demon-possessed.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to read, because I was pondering that a lot of people like to blame it on the devil instead of themselves, and the Satan using what's already in you against you.
Yep.
Pretty much. James 1, 14 through 16. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bring forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bring forth death.
Yeah.
Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Yeah.
So it puts the responsibility on the person.
It's on us.
Yeah.
And all these ministries are coming up with demons of alcohol, demons of smoking, demons of lust, demons of this. There's demons that can influence us, affect us, attack us. The sin is on us. We have a will. We can choose right or wrong.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're mimicking what the worldly people do, and they make up these so-called sicknesses when people have addictions.
Yeah.
They make it into a sickness instead of a sin, so the worldly church is doing that, you know, blaming it on demons and Satan instead of holding the person responsible for it. And
yeah, and you want another proof? I got two proofs for you that man has free will. Ready? Two proofs for you. One, we just talked about child parenting. The Bible says, take a rod and drive the flesh in the wrong ways out of a child. I have a question. If the child couldn't choose right or wrong, why would God tell you to beat them with a rod? They clearly have a will.
Yep.
And when it comes to Satan, I just thought of this. Adam and Eve in the garden. Satan himself deceives Eve. Did God chastise Satan? Yeah, Satan got in trouble over it.
Mm-hmm.
But who did he go to first?
Mm-hmm.
Eve.
Right.
Eve was responsible.
Yeah.
So, ridiculous to think that we're not responsible for our own sin. We are.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Armin?
I have a scripture for the end, but I want to hear what you have to say.
I was thinking some thoughts just as we were traveling. How the flesh blinds you from seeing clearly. I think this will kind of bleed over into my teaching on signs you aren't born again. But I've heard so many people tell me this. When we see people that are holding back and staying in their flesh, holding back in the culture, not all in for the kingdom of God, I've heard them say, I can't see clear, I can't think clear,
yeah.
Clarity isn't coming to me. And it's because they're holding on to the darkness and they don't have the full light of God. What do you think of that, Sister Robin?
Yeah, I definitely agree, because before you're born again, you're in darkness, you can't see clear. Yeah. It's foggy, you have a blank mind on it, but after Christ, he fills you with his Holy Spirit, so there should always be, for the most part, maybe a little bit of misunderstanding on something until you learn it, or discern, but not that confusion and fogginess,
right.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I think the Lord told us we can't have two masters, so they're trying to hold on to light and dark, flesh and the Spirit. Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You got to let go of carnality and flesh, and you got to be all in for Christ. Otherwise, you're never going to see clear. We just recently had a man that was with us for quite a while. He left. He fell away. Either fell away or was never born again. We don't know for sure. But guess what? He had no clarity. He had no full light. Why? He admitted in the end, he was holding on to parts of his life for himself that he didn't want God to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was never getting clarity, never getting full truth. He made tremendous gains, but it was either all for naught, faked, or if he was born again, he fell back into his flesh because he held on to it and he didn't get the victory over all of it.
Right.
So we don't know. We don't know when people are truly born again or if they were just deceivers. That's God's business.
Right.
But we definitely can tell by the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another thought. I was talking to Brother Zelos, how people always seem to tune in to like certain man-made traditions. And then they're saying, we're happy with what we got. Like people become Pentecostals and they focus on baptism in Jesus' names and tongues.
Yeah.
And they stop there.
Yeah.
And why? They're surrounded by a group of people that only focus on baptism, in Jesus' name and speaking in tongues. They never go deep in scripture. And they never test all things. And it's amazing to me. John 4, 23 and 24. The hour has come and is now when the true worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. But God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So How is it, Sister Amon, these people can claim to be following Christ, but they pick a handful of man-made traditions and they stop short of truth?
Deceived, turned over, itchy ears.
Yeah, in most cases, they're not born again.
No, exactly.
Because the Spirit leads you to truth.
Yeah.
And they're just false converts. There's a big, big problem with false converts all around. Most people you talk to that say that they know Jesus, they're false converts. They have not the evidence of being born of God.
Right. And there may be, you know, some here and there inside that religious system that are starting to get their eyes open and looking and seeking truth.
But when they hear truth, they come to it.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't push against it and cling to their... What they try to do is, like you said, the Pentecostals with their tongues and their baptism in Jesus' name only, they like to beat you up with it right away. You know, like put a... It's almost like they want to put a wall between you and them.
Yep.
That if you don't agree with it, they don't have to have anything, any responsibility to do with it.
Right, and it isn't fully rooted in God's word, because they throw the rest of God's word away.
They do, yeah.
They throw the rest of it away. And then on that same note, I was thinking it's Christmas time. And everybody down here is, you know, Merry Christmas, focus on Christmas, all this stuff. I find it amazing when we witness to people, almost everybody knows it's a lie not based on the truth.
I know.
I've never met a person that says, nope, December 25th is his birthday. Yes, the Bible says we should celebrate it. No, it's not a pagan holiday. They all go, yeah, it is. It's a lie. It's pagan. God never told us to do it. But yet they go ahead and they do it, and they claim to worship God, the God of truth. They claim to worship him, and this most sacred holy day of theirs is a lie.
Yeah, the basis of it is a lie and a whole bunch of lies stacked on top of it.
Yeah, because God never tells us to celebrate it. He wasn't born on December 25th. Most of it is not even about Christ. We're not supposed to focus on that.
What did we do the first year we were born again, within the first few months of being born
again? We started testing.
Yeah, we threw it up. We were done. Gone. Yeah. Threw it
up. Yeah, we started testing and we saw what a lie it was, and the Spirit let us right out.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the verse about... this, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause shall God send them strong delusion.
Mm-hmm.
They'll believe a lie. Christmas to me is just strong delusion. Easter, all these things that are not rooted in God's word, and people just swallow the poison pill of these lies. It's just strong delusion. Because they're deceived and they want to be deceived.
I know. You know, when I read Jeremiah 10, I saw it what it was. I was like, wow, it's right there in plain sight.
Yeah.
About taking the tree and decking it with silver and gold or whatever it is that they say.
Absolutely. So tomorrow we're going to be working on some van projects. We got to get some things done. I'm sure some witnessing will go on too, in ministry as well, in the park. It always does. And then, go ahead.
So as you do one of these projects here, I wonder if the landscapers will be out.
Yeah. Every time I change my oil or work on a van project, somebody shows up. They either has to move or makes it uncomfortable for me.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully not.
We'll see how that goes. Tomorrow you can look for, or later tonight, you can look for the new offerings we're going to have up on the Ecclesia page after we gather tonight. And we'll be adding some things up there. And so, we're striving on. We're handing out the gospel. Today I handed it to a guy that was sitting there at a rest stop with a military table. He's collecting money for veterans and such. And I went to give him the gospel. He was not nice at all about it. He said, yeah, whatever. And he put the card down. I would have taken it back if he would have handed it to me. But he said, yeah, whatever. And I looked at him and I said, remember, Christ is the only way to eternal life. And I said, my God, Jesus Christ, tells us to not be people of war. Ooh. He just looked at me very angrily and I walked away. So it's interesting how some people will say, another one of these strong delusions, God bless America. But when you try to talk to them about God, they want to beat you up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He's just like, that's where they're using his name in vain.
Yeah.
It's empty to them. Yeah.
Amen.
We don't want to be that way.
Do you have a scripture verse for us today?
I do. How about this one? James 1:17-18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
What does that last part say? First fruits of his...
creatures.
Yeah, first fruits of his creatures, that tells you when Jesus says, go preach the gospel to every creature. He's talking about people, not animals.
Well, yeah, we're not going to do it to ants.
we've actually had people tell us we're supposed to preach to animals.
And the rocks.
That's not rightly discerning God's word.
No, huh?
I have a set of scriptures. You'll like this to finish out. Jude 1, 18 through 21. Actually, Jude is only one chapter, but how they that told you that they will be mockers in the last time, who shall walk after their own ungodly lusts. Yeah, we talked about that. Man-made religion in the world. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. There's another sign you're not born of God. You live in sensual ways. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying unto the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, keeping yourselves in the love of God. There's an action, something you must do. You can walk away. You can fall out of it. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I like that.
Yeah.
Keep yourselves in the love of God. How do you do that? You walk in the light. When you sin, you confess it, you repent, you turn the other way. You don't keep willful sin. You try. Your purpose is to do righteousness, holiness, goodness, Bible ways, not the world's ways and your flesh ways.
Right. God, love being in the light.
Yeah. God knows your heart. He knows your motive. If you don't care about the truth and you just want to live in lies, you're not his. He knows his children.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Amen. I think that's all we got today. Anything else, Sister Amin?
Just love for the saints. Hopefully you're striving on, pressing in.
And you're going to be doing a sister's audio today.
Yep. Lord willing,
what's the topics?
It will be just based on the premise of being on the gospel road and faith life and maybe what sister's learning and things
women
like
on
that.
The gospel road, yeah, what the new sister's learning on the road and all that.
Yeah, just kind of talking, and obviously it's going to be, you know, thoughts biblically about what she's learning in killing the flesh and things like that. We'll see.
Nice.
We haven't done it yet.
Sounds good. That'll be up in the sister's page.
And, yeah, in the Ecclesia.
And it'll probably be at the top of our page that we post tonight. So.
Uh-huh.
All right, check that all out. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Remember, walk in the Spirit. It alone leads to life.
Love that. Amen. May God be praised.